The Kolkata Book Fair has been around since 1976. I've grown up with it. As a child, it was an annual ritual. I saved up my pocket money and spent days roaming from stall to stall, picking up books I liked, mysteries, novels, books about animals, Tintin and Asterix comics. I always looked longingly at the Encyclopedia Britannica stall, the hardbound volumes with gold lettering, imposing and ever so tempting. But I didn't have the money and we didn't have the space, but I liked to look. At that time, the book fair was just a place for a bookworm to run wild. But I didn't know why the Kolkata Book Fair was special. Now I do. It is Asia's largest literary event. Unlike the famous Frankfurt Book Fair, it's not a trade fair. It's meant for people like me, the general public, the readers, not the distributors. It is the world's largest non-trade book fair and the most attended. And this year marked its 48th edition.
Publishers and booksellers guild, welcome all book lovers at the 48th International Kolkata Book Fair.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In the old days, my book fair excitement was about the books making news in London and New York. Mysteries, crime thrillers, adventures. I bought books about rock music and pop art and craft books because the West was cool and out of reach in Kolkata. Now that's not the case. Publishers like Penguin Random House, Simon & Schuster and HarperCollins have set up publishing houses in India. The Indian writing scene in English is bustling with both literary fiction and rom-coms. The book fair, despite its 400-odd stalls, is no longer your once-a-year date with books. In fact, these days, sometimes the fair seems to be the operative word, not books. There are musicians performing folk music from different parts of the state. Quiz competitions with excited MCs trying to drum up crowds. The food court does more business than many of the bookstalls. Candy floss, ice creams, biryanis, fried fish. And a bit of proselytizing, free Bibles and Qurans. Stalls selling courses guaranteed to bring success in MBA exams.
20 lucky winners each will get a chance to win.
And for many in the crowds, it's just a family outing like a picnic or a cheap date spot for a young couple. The Booker winners and the New York Times bestsellers are no longer the big draws. The United States puts up a pavilion, but mostly to try and sell subscriptions to the American Center Library.
Hello everyone, welcome to the US Pavilion, the American Library. It's giving out discounts.
The Encyclopedia Britannica no longer even has a stall. Nobody wants that anymore, at least not physically, when you can just get it online. Now I realize, for me, the attractions have changed. The Bengali books from little publishing houses are a big draw. I find books I don't find in normal bookstores because they're too niche. Books about the history of Bengali surnames and folk rituals and the history of drinking in Kolkata. Or Bengali limericks.
Rodo jole, chhore badole, bachabe matha, shater chhata, nao bogole.
Under one big tent are dozens of tables devoted to little magazines, even more niche publishers, who put out labors of love, perhaps on the birth centenary of some Indian film director, or Bengali speculative sci-fi, or queer rights, or a literary voice against sectarianism and communalism. What keeps the book fair alive, though, are not the mega publishers with fancy pavilions, but these little ones with heart. At the little magazine stalls, there are rows of tables, some 200 little magazines. Each comes with just one chair. An extra chair costs 7 or 8 rupees a day, about 10 cents, says one of the magazine editors. And then there are the even littler magazines, like Alok Dotto, who is a one-man walking stall.
Darun, darun, moja. Matro 10 takay.
Stories for fun, stories to entertain, he cries. He's a book fair fixture, a white-bearded, bespectacled man. He has a cardboard crown saying he's been coming for 50 years, though this is the 48th book fair. He wears a sandwich board advertising his writing, 10 rupees or 8 cents a sheet. He writes little stories to make you laugh, he says. But he has little time for interviews. He has sheets to sell. I've been covered by all media, he tells me dismissively. Or there's Runu Malik, a grey-haired woman in a sari who went around with a rose and a bag of poems, handwritten in Bengali and photocopied. Her poems about things she'd seen, the COVID lockdown, the woman who sells lozenges on a public bus. She was selling 4 newly minted poems for rupees 5 a sheaf. That's 6 cents, which is a steal if you ask me. And an anthology of poems by other poets like her. Pay as you please. A book fair must have big publishers and fancy pavilions. But people remain its beating heart. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.